Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at... Oh, hey. Hold on a second. I had that.
Manual.
I had it in manual. I literally pushed it 10 seconds ago.
Good morning,
Good
everybody.
Good morning, everybody. Hello.
We are live. It's Monday morning.
That is true.
Back to school week.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
what
yeah.
What day are they going? Today?
No, Thursday.
Yeah, I see.
So they're in the, they my kids are in the final.
Throes of summer.
The final days of it all.
Summer, though. It's been a nice summer. It's been
great. Kidding?
I mean, knock wood. It's been a very cool summer. It's a cool, cool summer.
Anyway, what'd you do this weekend? Anything good?
On Friday, John made his shrimp tacos with mango salsa, and Pat and Marianne came over, and Marianne's in love with Bob. Marianne could not stop frothing about Bob. I haven't really seen those guys. I mean, here and there, but it's been months. Like, everybody's been super busy. It's been summertime and stuff. So I haven't really had a chance to talk to her. And Bob's been here however long. And she's just like, I love Bob. My best friend is down with you. Yeah.
Bob's great.
Bob is great. And she was like, and I love the exchanges between Bob and Vinny.
I'm a fan.
Me too.
I'm
she
a
takes
fan.
No S.
And I do think that, well, she could be a lot nicer to me, but I do.
For sure. Don't expect it, though.
And there it is.
I'm done talking. No, I think that this is a situation where, you know, I have always tried really hard to pay back the people that helped me early on in my career by doing the same for others.
Yeah.
It sounds stupid, but
it
remember.
It doesn't sound stupid at all.
I remember the guy who helped me saying, you got to pay this forward when it's your turn.
Oh, he actually said that.
Yeah, no, he told me, absolutely. Because I was going, thank you so, I mean, I know you have better things to do than let me hang around and learn this stuff.
Right.
I appreciate it very, and it, you know, it someone opens the door for you, and you, but you still have to do the work.
Yeah.
And yet.
That door was open.
That door was, right. I did not get there here by myself.
It's funny because I had a door open for me too early in my career, and I learned all the things, all the ways not to treat people. Like, that guy was a tyrant. He was, you busted your ass thanklessly. It did. But you know, it actually kind of instilled in me the same thing. I was like, I am never going to treat anybody like this. I am never going to be unappreciative for the things that are done and said to me. Like, that's, it was so two different places and same thing. Like, lift people up, because honestly, like, letting someone else's light shine doesn't dim your light. You have to, there's plenty of freaking light to go around.
Yep.
Like, let's all do this. And especially someone on your team. Like, I felt like a very unvalued team member, even though there was a lot asked of me. It's like, no matter how much I gave, there was, you know, there was never any thanks.
Well,
he was just yelling. He would throw things. Oh my God.
Yeah, I've seen that too. Not at me and not the people who I'm talking about, but I have seen the throwing and you go, what are you, seven?
Right. And that was in the days of carts. And man, those things, it looked like 8-track tapes and so much audio was recorded on them. You'd have these racks of cart machines and so these carts would just like, all of a sudden you'd have one winged at you.
Yeah, that's very.
Yeah, it was not good behavior. Like I look back on it now, I'm like, I just wouldn't take it now. But I was nobody. I was just a little, you know, 19-year-old intern.
Well, that's one of those weird things, too, where that person might have had another person, and they probably knew who they could and couldn't throw crap at.
Mm.
Another person might go, I'll be outside by your car when you leave here, because you're not going to do that to me ever. I'll even get fired over it, but I'm not going to stand there and take a cart to the face.
They probably did get fired because, man, we were a huddled mass. Everything was about keeping that guy happy.
Ay, ay, ay.
That's, you know, it is what it is. And I learned so much on that internship. I was there 2 years unpaid, like scrambling to make ends meet, living at home. So at least there was food in the house.
Back to Bob. She's okay.
Back to Bob. Back to Bob.
She's all right.
Nah, she's a keeper. She's like a miracle find.
Yep. I've been getting a lot of really generous and kind DMs from your listeners who are obsessed with the both of you.
Oh.
Rightfully so. Take the compliment.
On Bob on the Waves?
Yes.
That's her Instagram, you guys. Bob on the Waves.
But I don't think that people would be connecting with me nearly as much if you guys hadn't been so welcoming from the first second I got here. So that I felt comfortable so that I can be my snarky self.
Yeah, but you got something. Like, there's no... Look, we've had 500 interns over the years. Like, I don't know how many. Like, every 6 months, we got a new set of 4 or 5 interns. And many of them were lovely. Some of them worked their asses off. Some didn't. Some took naps out on the couch in the green room. Oh, it's you know, it's 6 a.m. I'm so tired. Okay. and others, you know, lots of them are working in radio to this day. But you had something, like you walked in and maybe it was like a savior thing. Like we've been understaffed and we needed people and we had things that needed
to
get done.
Well, that's part of the joy is finding someone who's got a smile on their face, trying hard, eager to learn, and some talent. It's all
and some
there.
Sass.
So it's really cool, but it's definitely, it's definitely something I want to encourage. And I hope that radio was... Look, when I got into radio, there were people saying, be careful, there are other technologies coming along that might stomp this one out. And then I had other people saying, TV's been saying they're going to stomp us out forever, and we're here, we still are.
Mm-hmm.
But there are there's competition. There's phones and
just music services and podcasts and like there's so many things that you can listen to. So thanks for picking us this morning.
That said, I still think that I love this.
There's nothing like it. I love it. There is nothing like live radio.
And so I see her energy for it and I'm like, I want to encourage that.
Well, even when she said she's addicted to it, I felt like, yes, she's been bitten by the bug.
Uh-huh.
I think we get to keep her. Dad, can we please keep her? Can we keep her?
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
But I will say, and this is why I think this is what I started to say initially, starting in market five or four or five is a top five market, let's say that, is next to impossible.
Right.
Like the time to, there were so many wankerisms I had to get out of my system. Idiot moves, mistakes, things I said.
Things you thought that radio was supposed to be.
And then you learn along the way. But then you've learned in front of other people who are like, ha ha. So it's a hard place to sort of go to school in front of everyone. It's very difficult. So
it is.
I believe in helping you through some of that as best we can. Because you're right. Like,
with love and encouragement.
Starting in, you know, Iowa might be easier.
Yeah.
But you're here and you're already at it.
Yep.
So.
You might wind up in Iowa someday as radio changes and shrinks and who knows. God knows we have moved all over the country. It's funny because we've lived here now, you know, we came here in 1997, like damn near 30 years ago. It's been 20, I guess in February, it'll be 29 years. And it's, it's a little bit unheard of, but we did, you know, the decade before that was pretty much every couple years, pull up stakes and move to the next, move up by market size, move up to a new situation.
I am currently living in the longest place I've ever lived.
Me too, Vin. Even the house that I live in now, like, remember you were always giving me crap, like, yeah, you move all the time. I've lived there 15 years now. It's freaking crazy. I can't believe it.
Well, you've redone it
top to bottom.
No end.
We're done. It's finished.
Is it really the same house if you've changed board by board?
Yeah, maybe it's not.
It's the same geolocation.
Okay, there you go.
That's about it.
There you go.
Yeah, it's and it's funny because I was really in that mode. Like, we moved all the time, like ripping up my whole life and changing locations completely and finding new doctors and figuring out the roads and, you know, I need a dentist. Like, it was a lot. And I'm super grateful that we've had this kind of time here. And I hope that for you, Bob. I feel like there's a spark there that.
Well, the Marianne endorsement is a lot.
It's pretty big. Yeah. Marianne is
she can spot talent. Picky.
She's picky. She's a longtime fan of the show. I met her through.
And she picked that Pat. Oh, you know, talk about a diamond in the rough.
He really is. He is actually, I would say he is probably my closest male friend other than John. Like, I love him, but man, he can be dark and
I was trying to
wankery.
Compliment him.
Nah, don't give him too much. That'll go right to his head, believe me. You don't want to do that.
All right.
But yeah, so we're playing cards and she is just waxing poetic about you, which was nice to hear because we feel really lucky to have you here. Speaking of that, Maddie, who is
not on the show.
He's not today and not tomorrow and not Wednesday.
Right.
He is a bigwig in the podcast field and he's where is he in Dallas? He has some big speaking engagement and he's gonna teach all the kids about the podcasting and
thank God. This goes back to thank God for Bob, because we'd be alone again.
Last summer, what did we have, like 3 months where it was me and you and that's it?
It was a problem.
I was a great producer though. So good.
We've been through a lot in the last, you know, COVID was
COVID was a forced reorg of the harshest kind.
Oh, and that's what I was kind of getting to when I walked in the door today. So, and then we've got to start, but I was going to say, I'm on the road today as I get out on time, and there's so many cars on Highway 17.
How far do you go on 17? Like, what is it, 20 miles? Is it 15, 10? Like, how? What chunk of that? Because I know you go come down off the hill and you get onto like 85 or whatever.
I don't know the exact mileage. It's 15 minutes. That drive should be no more than 15. In some cases, it can be 12.
Okay.
You know.
Depends. It depends on how swiftly traffic
But there's
is moving.
Just a lot of cars out, and we're talking about 4-something in the morning.
Yeah.
So I was just tripping on it today thinking, how many people during the pandemic... You remember everyone talking about this. Mm-hmm. I'm moving. Mm-hmm. I don't have to live here anymore. I can move to a place where it's cheap and I can sell my house and I can work from home. But everyone's been called back in. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if some of this traffic is people who said, I'm going to go live by the beach. And now they're all, oh no, I've been called back in and I have to commute. Like I did the commute to myself. On purpose. I made some choices long-term thinking, here's where I want my kids to grow up. I want them
here's
to have
where I'd like to retire
salt
someday.
Water in their veins. Mm-hmm. I want them to feel the beach in a way that not everybody can because you need to be by it to need it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so I want, and then
comes part of you.
And then the retirement too, the whole, mm-hmm. well,
where do I want
to have
be?
To sell my house in Burlingame and hope that money, you know, it's just a whole thing. So anyway, I don't know if how that went for everybody. Right. The whole moving during the pandemic and thinking this will last forever. And suddenly, I know how it went for my neighbors. They rented their house expecting eventually to sell, and they had to move back.
Yeah. They moved to Idaho?
They moved That's to Idaho, right. yeah. and they had to move back. He got called back to work.
Mm. Now you got to come in.
They're lucky they didn't sell it.
Yeah, they are, because it would have been incredibly difficult to get back in. That's what John always says. He's like, we can't sell this place. If we found that we made a mistake, we could never, ever get back into this neighborhood.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And it's great to love where you live. It's the most important thing. No matter how long it takes to get there.
Forever. Back to paying dues. Forever. I didn't even allow myself to care about what I just had to. This is where I have to live right now. So I live here.
Yep.
Find
a place to live.
Make it work.
Right. Whatever the situation. Make it work. That's Tim Gunn.
Yeah, Tim Gunn.
Make it work.
Yeah, that's
Thank
me too.
Thank you, mood.
Thank you, mood.
You know that?
I've seen a couple seasons, of
okay.
course.
Every time right. I go to New York City, I go to mood.
Oh, what a vibe.
You know what's crazy about it is it looks completely different than it did on the show. Like, it's very tight. And it's stacked. It's like, you know, there's a couple different levels and stuff. It's really...
You still go there?
Yeah, I've gone a few times. I love getting stuff at mood.
Okay.
I went by myself one of the times, and then my sister was there last year, so she came with me, and she's a huge crafter.
Yeah, she is.
Speaking of that, God, there's a crafting story that I want to tell so bad, but maybe we should wait till Maddie gets back. It's Bob's. Remember, Bob was like, I'm sitting there listening to Taylor's podcast.
Stop.
Crafting.
Yeah.
And you guys are... You guys are troublemakers.
I know. But we're going to wait till Maddie's here because I think it's really... Your reaction when you told me the story was very funny.
Just tell him at the last second possible second.
All right. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny Alice's morning show. We'll address the elephant in the room soon. We have a death and more after these. Or just this one. Just the one. This one here.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.